Begin the card daf Masechtas Megillah daf Chaf Ches. We begin with basic into his muscle. The beginning with the Gemara, but the conditions of Bavel regarding the shuls of Bavel. Altanahi and Esun, they're made with conditions in there, but they're allowed to eat and drink. Now, Taisa explains that Ratzayin Lema, what does it mean to say, is Kozmanchen Betalin. We mean that when they cease to be, because of the stipulation, then you're allowed to do these things. We're not talking about when you're still functioning as a shul, then you're right, then the stipulation actually would not work. As Tayyar says, Dochazin Mebraisa, because we see in the previous Braisa and Begam Shamaroim, we also find that Merom, Lahi writes in the Kanzbem, they didn't want to go into the shul, Beksham, Neg, Shamim, and for rain because of the rain, which was in Babel. El Misham, the Shemite, the right solution, no, they have to say, because to think in the Sugi and learning, you need to have a clear mind. Rather, Bahachamai, Kashachar, here's the one where it was already destroyed, the Azmahana Tanai, that's where we say the stipulation helps. And that's what Vidavka Lysen Shem Bubble Mahana tonight, specifically the shuls in Bubble, that the stipulation helps that for when it's destroyed. Charlie Ace Bogayel, but Mehra Remanda, because when the Redeemer is going to come, it's speedily in our days, Tifka Kudushas, and it's going to remove the sanctity. So, therefore, once it's destroyed, okay, you can do whatever you want over there. I have a Lysen Shem Eretz Yisrael, but those shuls in Eretz Yisrael, Mahana tonight, stipulation doesn't help. Charlie Kudushas and Lahim Kaimus, because their sanctity is going to be forever, because when Mashiach comes, they're going to get it back, because it's in Eretz Yisrael. Then Tayyar says, and if you're going to say, Tayyar says to take a second look, it says, Kibin Mahani Tanai Lysen Shem Bubble, since a stipulation is effective for the shuls in Bubble, Imkin Kashim Hidl El. So it's difficult from what the Gemara says, Navchavama Beis. Ravina Havali Bei Kanishna Ba'ari, he had a shul in his land. Ramalei Ravashi, and Ravashi told him, Zil Zabn Meshibet Toy Be'ir, go and buy it from the seven board members of the city, and then you can do what you want with it. Why do you have to do it after it was already destroyed? You said in Bubble, the stipulation helps, and you don't need. So it says, you could say it's Mishum Dezor Izriya because he wanted a plant over there. Have a Kalas Reish B'Yesi, that's a real lightheaded act on where a former shul used to be. Agmas Nevesh, that really pains the soul. Shemachi Aser, a Philip Kabana, therefore it would have been forbidden even if it's destroyed, and therefore it wasn't enough that way, and you needed to have the Zayin Toy Be'ir to go ahead and permit that. Tinek says, Maslam, to begin with the words of the Gemara of Afapikin, and even so, Ein Nogin Man Kalas Reish. We don't act with it in a lightheaded way, which was the shuls and bubble, that's a stipulation. Still, we're saying you can't do kalas reish, which the Gemara explains is to make cheshbonos. Tosfos explains what it means to say is pirish b'binyan, meaning when it's built, then you'll do cheshbonos. Shari b'churban shor b'chalan, because like we said in the previous days, that all that we're saying is permitted is only when it's destroyed. And so wait a second, if everything's forbidden, so why you have to say specifically making cheshbonos is kalas reish? So it says, yeah, but Itzach Lashmina, what we had to say was, Mishum Nasagat, that the Chamina could do it, if to say the Davka Achil Bashtiya. Specifically, eating and drinking, Abba Kalas Rish, but Yoyser, that's very lightheaded, who does, that's forbidden when it's still built. Abba Cheshbain's been making calculations on the Abba Kalas Rish, Kokak, that's not so lightheaded. So get that the Chamina, you would have thought to say, okay, that would be permitted, even Biminyano, Kamash, well, the light, that's just saying that no, that it's forbidden. Kinnik says, Mazat, begins with the words of Gemara, Shafil Royas, Tibis Dam Kachard, Yoyshev Salah Shibin Kim, that even if the women are so stringent, that the Jewish women, that even if they see a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, they require 7 clean days to be until they're purified. Which Taisa says, Taisa bothered by a question, says, well, Kasha, don't ask me. The Gemara says, we already know this is halacha, that yeah, even if you see that of a mustard seed, you are tamei. So what's the chiddush of these that the women are stringent? It's not a stringency, it's a basic halacha. It's even that amount of dam makes her into a nida. So Taisa says, yeah, but the Shema Hasam Lemer Letzirah Hashem Nekim, but maybe there is not Tolman that requires her to have 7 clean days. At least Nida Dereis, it just makes her the biblical Nida. And yeah, that would be, you become a Nida, but you could see down all 7 days and then you're going to be Tar. Here the Chiddush is that they require actually Shem Nekim, which that's only the days of Ziva, not the days of Nida, even for just a drop of blood the size of mustard seed. But that's a Tzidra Bakasha, difficult. Heich Metzinu, Tipik Achargal, where do we ever find that a drop of blood the size of mustard seed, Hagriyam Hashem Nekim, and Dereis, would cause a woman to be biblically require 7 clean days? Because the Vatlik Tikna Chum David, most definitely the sages did not institute something, the less Kabbalah said, that at least doesn't have a biblical application, even though it wouldn't even be required over here. Now, generally, a woman only requires Shem Nekim if she has 3 days in a row. One time a drop lit the side of a mustard seed, how's that even, what's called gemalt, how's that even feasible to say that this is what the stringency that they had? And that's the same for someone who says, yeah, the Ashkachan Nabal Shaper. You could actually find such a case, if it's the 7th day of her counting of her clean days, of her being a Zavim, and if she sees in the last day, she says, I call just seeing that one little drop actually undoes the whole 7 days of counting. You have to start over. You're seeing it's requiring you 7 clean days for one droplet of blood, and therefore that there is such a basis for such a concept, and that's what they require in general anytime they see a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed.